Do you have any plans to release Ayn Rand's works to the public domain before their copyright expires? I think Ada Shrug is as late as 2052. I wish you would, because doing so would provide the freedom to use, study, copy, and build upon Rand's creative works. Until you place it in the public domain, Atlas Shrugged cannot be freely shared or used. We cannot build a new art form on it, and you are restricting distribution to a wide variety of people that might otherwise find merit in her work. Well, let me translate that from a practical to a philosophical level. What you're saying is, since authors or their heirs live on the income of their work, the author, the creator, should sacrifice that income and turn himself into a slave so that other people can, quote, fully share and use her work. She has to do the suffering of creating it, and her reward is hand it over to other people who did nothing and pay nothing in order to benefit from her work. Now, you know, if you ask me, I'd say that's the definition of altruism. It's not just an example. It is as extreme and perfectly an example of altruism as you could have. And if an author preaches egoism and you say, well, she should give it away because we want to be happier too. I mean, it would be like if you said to an oncologist, please give us free treatment for our cancers so we could become healthy enough to appreciate what you have done and go on to study your methods, share them, and build on them. I mean, it amounts to saying everybody should give everything away to the parasites, the non-payers, because think of all the wonderful things they could. And of course, as soon as you do them, by this principle, you have to give it away, etc. So there's nobody left but Obama at the end collecting it all. Actually, I was going to say today, with the internet, enough is available to the poorest. I can't even keep track of the number of times the total novels, the total, are reprinted on the internet. It costs me thousands and thousands to have lawyers write these people that it's against the copyright law to reproduce the entire works of an author, not just too long an excerpt. Now, do I say you should never use Ayn Rand's works? Of course, you use them within the limits of the copyright law, and then that's fine. And after it's in the public domain, do whatever the hell you want with it. But I wish whoever would do that after I die would just make a clear distinction between the her works and what you are adding or recreating, etc. There's a very vicious racket in which somebody takes Ayn Rand's work, redoes it completely so it has only a faint resemblance, and then gives a joint authorship by John Smith and Ayn Rand. And according to the copyright laws, apparently there's not a great deal you can do about that. So it's not over my dead body. Over my dead body, you won't do it. And not over because of the people who are taking over.